You're listening to Power Producers Shop Talk, where we are refining and redefining the sales game by equipping you with the tools you need to differentiate yourself in the marketplace.
Well, it's like when we audit the mod with Mod Advisor and are able to give them the action items that they're going to use to lower their total cost of risk.
Tactical skills that will help you provide deliverable value to your clients and prospects.
It's going to be a great year in 2022 at Florida Risk Partners now that IPFS is in the game with their total pay strategy. We can write excess and surplus lines and completely remove the agency bill from our agency. People, if you're not using Total Pay by IPFS, you're definitely leaving money on the table.
And action items that you can provide to take your prospects and clients to the next level.
Having partners like Mineral only bolsters the fact that your clients do not care about the insurance. It's all of the value that you're able to add. And with partners like Mineral, who can help with both HR and environmental health and safety, we can't help but win.
This is Power Producers Shop Talk. Production redefined. Are you ready to feel the power?
Here's where things get wacky. Last month, February, I bought an enterprise license to a product called Synthesia. And I'm sure this one will show up in your feed too, but maybe not. You may want to check it out. If you follow me on social, you've already seen it. But Synthesia is AI video creation. And I don't have to do the work. I don't have to go back and record. I can upload the script. It's going to put an avatar in that video. And I can choose the voice. It's going to take the information. It's going to populate slides and subpoints. It's going to create the script that they narrate from if I want it to. And then we can create a 3 to 5 minute video. So the next iteration of the game plan is we're not just going to send you the email. We're not just going to send you the homework assignment. We're going to have a video that's 3 to 5 minutes that attaches to that, where you can click the link, watch the video, and it's also going to give you the instructions with a little bit more flavor than you just reading bullet points, and they're going to be able to see that. To take it a step further, I paid extra money, and I'm having custom avatars created for myself and my producers, and they're going to clone our voices in addition to having our avatar up there, so that I have the ability now to go in, and it's me on the video, it's my voice, but it's all AI driven. And so I can do it by creating the script. I can go in, I can take my ebook that I've created, and I can save each chapter separately, which is the easiest way I've found to do this. There may be a better way, but it's the easiest one I've found so far. But I can save that ebook chapter by chapter, and then I can go in and create the video based on what that chapter says, which correlates to the homework assignment and the email they're getting, and Synthesia will automatically create the video script for me. It's going to put the script in there. It's going to put the document in there. It's going to create the script. It's going to create the bullet points, and I haven't had to do any more work than I've already done, and it delivers an incredible product. I will share one on social today, sometime, you know, during the webinar or after, or the boot camp or after, but you'll be able to see it. Now, I told you it's AI. You're going to know it's AI, and you probably are going to tell it's AI based on how it operates, but the content is still on point. It's amazing content, and it's a great way to deliver it. So my vision for this is a little bit, it's kind of multi-pronged like everything else. So number one, I can use this to create videos inside of the producer game plans that are going to educate the producers on this stuff inside Killing Commercial. I can also create client-facing stuff that can be used. And now everybody in Killing Commercial who has access to all of the marketing materials as part of their membership, they're going to have non-branded videos. I don't have to have me on them. I can use the Synthesia avatars, the Synthesia voices, not the FRP colors. And I can create just a basic gray background with an avatar talking about this. And now my members of my community can download that. They can put their own watermark on it, and they can use that to deliver to their clients, and they don't even have to do the work. I don't really care because I don't have to do the work anymore either because I used AI to do it and it wasn't a bunch of manual creation. But now they can have that same video that we're using. I can use it to train producers and I can use it to train prospects and clients when we want to implement something. But I also figured out a way that we're going to be able to use this for prospecting. If you've heard me talk about leading with workers' comp in the past, you know that I'm a big proponent of doing experience modification analysis. I want to make sure the experience mod is correct. And I know, you know, Don Champagne's on here. He's in Michigan. And I'm sure we've got a couple other people that are on here from Michigan. And I know Katie Grimes is on here and she's in Ohio. And this is not going to be relevant to her. So you guys can tune out because I know in Michigan, it's really tough to get mods. But if you're in an NCCI state and you want to lead with workers' comp, one of the things I teach people is to go into NCCI and subscribe to mod updates for the accounts that you're prospecting. Because what happens is every single night between 7 and 8 o'clock Eastern time, like clockwork, I get an email from NCCI that says, here's all of the legislative changes, the ratings changes, and oh, at the bottom, here are all the experience modification factors that have changed on those companies that you're following. I know the second that mod changes, or as close to the second that mod changes as possible, and my goal is, I want to be first. I don't care if I'm delivering good news. I don't care if I'm delivering bad news. I want to be first. I want that person to hear that their mod is going up or down from me before they hear it from the incumbent agent, because it puts me in the driver's seat at that point. So where we're taking Synthesia is, I'm going to have each of my producers with their custom avatar, their voice cloned, and we're going to have a template for marketing outreach based on changes in the experience mod. The template will be written, and the only thing they have to change is the mod number and the name of the company. But when we come in the morning and that producer sees that one of the accounts that's assigned to them is one of the ones whose mod changes, they can go into Synthesia, they can update the video, they can get that into an email, and they can send it out to them and say, hey, we just wanted to touch base and let you know we've been following you for a while now, and we see that your experience mod has changed. Last year, your mod was X. This year, it's going to be X, and that represents whatever the result is. Either it's going up, going down, whatever, and we know how important the profitability of name of your company is. And by the way, I'm writing this script on the fly. I haven't written it yet, but we know how important the profitability of name the company is, and we wanted to let you know that we feel like we could be of benefit to you by going through our experience modification audit process. Explain a little bit about that, embed your calendar so they can pick a day to schedule a time to learn more about it, or schedule the time to do it, or encourage them to upload what you need, the 5 years of loss runs and the mod worksheet. And we're going to be off to the races on that stuff. We're not going to do that to every single company right now because we would be blanketing it to people who may not need that service or may not be big enough to have a mod or might be inside of an employee leasing relationship. It's going to be hyper-focused to the people that we know have movement on their mod. And I can't imagine the response we're going to get from somebody that's a prospect to Florida Risk Partners when they get a personalized video email talking about their specific mod number from last year, this year, naming their company, and then giving them some information on how we can help them become more profitable as a result. Because it doesn't matter if their mod's a 0.95. There are a lot of people out there that think, and agents, I want to make sure we're clear on this. There are a lot of you out there that think that if you get somebody's mod to one, you're doing good. You're not. You're making them average at that point. I'm not in the habit of going and making my clients average on the streets. I want them to be best in class. That's my value proposition. So think of it this way. If you have a mod that's a 1.25 and it drops to a 1.0, hey, that's awesome. You just brought your D minus up to a C, but you're still a C player as far as I'm concerned because you're average. You're exactly what they expected you to be. Nothing more, nothing less. We want to get you down to that minimum mod. So you can still prospect people that are one or lower. And specifically, if you've got somebody who's a 0.95, those are some of the best prospects you can get because they are a little bit better than average. They're like a C plus maybe. But depending on the premium volume, they don't even know what the minimum mod could be, right? So the minimum mod on an account that's, I'm going to say a big number just because it's a more drastic change, but you can plug in whatever numbers you want. But if I'm talking to an account that's $500,000 in premium and their mod's at a 0.95, I can reasonably assume that the minimum mod for that client is somewhere in the 0.6s or the low 0.7s at a bare minimum. So if I can show them they're still overpaying by 20% on $500,000 in premium, I can save $100,000 a year for somebody who didn't realize that I could do that because it's not reflective on the rating of their current deck page. And that's how we win, right? So if I could go in and take that message and massage it a little bit and say, hey, you know, we saw that the experience mod for blank company changed from X to Y, and we just want you to know that's a great forward progress, but we know you can do better, and that's what we specialize in. Would love to set up a discovery call, whatever, and we can walk them through that. But it's all done with the AI video that we can now make a personalized message by using some level of personalization with the technology to enhance the client experience, and we can get through those things like crazy. The other thing that we can do here in Florida is the Department of Financial Services gives us a lot of information for free. And one of those things is the number of stop work orders that are issued. There's a big problem with people who operate without comp. That's not isolated to Florida. But in Florida, they have inspectors that'll go out. They'll show up at your job site. They'll issue you a stop work order, which also comes with a fine. And so one of the ways we prospect is we go into that database every morning and we look at where the stop work orders were issued in the five counties surrounding Tampa Bay. We could create a video message around that. It's a lot softer than a phone call because a lot of these people, you know, they deny it or they just get weird, you know, when you hit them between the eyes with something, you know, that they didn't know you knew. But we could create a video campaign, an email campaign around that, where every morning that producer is sending things out to the person who got the stop work order. And we've been very successful in reducing fines, in getting the stop work order lifted, finding out the circumstances around why the stop work order was issued to begin with, and then getting workers' comp placed for these people. Now, let's call it what it is. They got a stop work order, so a lot of times their policy canceled for non-pay, but it's not always the case. We want to have the conversation. I don't want to bring a dog in, but if I can hear somebody and they tell me rationally why they got that, there are a lot of times where a legitimate company gets a stop work order and it's through a simple misunderstanding. And I'm going to give you an example of that, and that's probably a good place for me to wrap up and transition over to the next presenter. But one of the ways that people get a stop work order and they don't realize it is because they're in a construction trade and they use a PEO. They use an employee leasing company. And what happens is when you get into that relationship, you sign a master services agreement, which essentially means you're putting your employees under the federal employer identification number of that PEO. And they are now technically, for tax purposes, retirement purpose, FICA and all of that, that PEO is the employer of record for your team members. You still have complete control over them when on a day-to-day basis. You control their schedule, what they do, all of that. But for a tax purposes, for benefits, for workers' comp, they are the employee of the PEO. And when you sign that master services agreement, one of the things you agree to is you will not employ anybody unless the application has been submitted and approved by the PEO, and they tell you that that person is ready to go to work. So it could be a couple of day process depending on when this happens. We have hurricanes in Florida. Not a newsflash, I know. But what happens when you have hurricanes is there's a lot of debris. And so you get these construction cleanup companies that'll go out and they'll hire some day laborers from Home Depot's parking lot. If you have if you have those where you're at, you know what I'm talking about. Or maybe they get their brothers-in-law to come help drag branches and log them up and lay them down by the curb or whatever else. But if the inspector shows up and says, hey, I need to check to make sure everybody's covered by workers' comp, you're in trouble. Because they're not. You didn't run them through an application. You didn't get them approved by the PEO. And the problem is you're ultimately responsible for any injury that happens to that person on that job site. So if your brother-in-law steps on a roofing nail and it goes into his foot, he's not going to have coverage under workers' comp. He's going to have coverage out of your pocketbook. And so
they monitor that because it's going to roll up depending if you're uninsured and you have, or if you're in a PEO and you're a subcontractor to a general contractor on a job site, now your GC is exposed because that person's going to roll up to their policy because you didn't have coverage for them. Well, these guys don't think like that. All they're thinking about is let's get the debris cleaned up and get on about our day. Let's get this person on there. And so they do. Inspector shows up. Next thing you know, they have everybody stand in line, driver's license. They get on the horn with the PEO. They validate whether or not that person is on the roster or not. And if they're not, a stop work order is issued, a fine is issued, and they can't work until the situation's remedied. So you may want to look in your own state and see if you have a way to see who the stop work orders are issued to. And you could put a campaign around that that helps you solicit those people and ultimately write more workers' comp coverage and bring more clients in. I would only caution you to be very, very careful as to not bringing in payment problems into your agency. But I can tell you when you find the right ones and they're good, and it's a situation like I just said, where it's a simple misunderstanding and they just happen to get caught with their pants down, you may be pulling in a client that's going to be extremely loyal to you. I can think of a half dozen or more that we not only brought in, but they grew. We rounded the account. And I do want to clarify, we typically don't just write one line of coverage, but in this instance, we'll lead with the workers' comp because that's how you have to do it. But we go in, we round the account out, and we've got clients that are, you know, north of 100,000 in premium that we've written doing that just one prospecting method. So if we could put an AI video around it and soften the blow a little bit, they may be more likely to engage and schedule time for us to talk and help them. So those are a few things that we're doing internally now. The one takeaway that I have is I'm going to share a Synthesia video to social today so you can see what it looks like. And I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised at the quality of it. I think you're going to definitely like the content of it. But, you know, just a little teaser, one of the things that we did when we're continuing to wrap up building the website for Crushing Content, one of the things I did in the background is I built an entire learning management system for content creation and distribution on every major social platform. So we have a masterclass on TikTok. We have a masterclass on Insta. We have a masterclass on YouTube. We have a masterclass on how to write blog posts. We have a masterclass on how to set your video up for optimal lighting, like how, just all the lighting, the audio, and all of that stuff. And that's something that we're going to offer to our clients at no cost because, let's face it, it makes our job easier if we're editing for them. And I say we, I'm not even involved in this. This is Grayson Steele. I'm involved at a high level when needed. But we're going to educate people on how to get the best content created from the beginning so that the finished product looks the best. It's a great product. You know, it's expensive. It's like 10 grand a year for the enterprise license that I bought, but I've already gotten well over $10,000 worth of use out of it. And it was under a month. I got so much use out of it. I had to send them an email and say, I just want you guys to know you can monitor my IP address. There is only one of me doing this, but I work a lot. And so there's times I'm doing Synthesia videos on my monitors here. There's times I'm working on it at 3 o'clock in the morning on my laptop at home because I can't sleep. But I want you to know I'm not like sharing my login information with a bunch of other people so that they can use your product free of charge. And that lady laughed. She said, I'm actually glad you said that to me because I've not seen anybody else come in and create that much content that quickly through our product.
Been listening to Power Producers Shop Talk. You can follow us at the Power Producers Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. And if you want to take your game to the next level, check out our commercial insurance training course at killingcommercial.com or visit Amazon to pick up a copy of our international best-selling book, The Extra 2 Minutes.